Now, I'd like to mention some of the striking and singular features about the book of Revelation. First of all, and I have these in my book on Revelation, number one is it's the only prophetic book in the New Testament. There are 17 prophetic books in the Old Testament, just one in the New. And then the second thing is the writer, John, he reaches farther back into eternity past than any other writer in history. That's in his gospel. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And then we move up to the time of creation. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now in the book of Revelation, he reaches farther on into eternity than any other book. In fact, that's where he goes at the end, right into eternity future, the eternal kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's a glorious picture, by the way, sadly neglected or abused today. Now the third very special feature about this book, there is a special blessing that is promised to the readers of this book. You notice in Revelation 1:3, it says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." It's a blessing promise. Now, also, there is a warning given at the end of the book. Over in the 22nd chapter, verse 18 and 19, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." Now, that ought to make these wild and weird interpreters of prophecy today, they ought to stop, look, and listen. It's dangerous today to just say anything relative to the book of Revelation, because of the fact that people realize that we've come to a great crisis in history, and then to say something that's entirely out of line, it's to mislead. But the unfortunate thing, the most popular prophetic teachers today are those that have gone out on a limb, and it has raised, I think, a very serious problem, and later on, we'll have the repercussions from it. Now, the fourth very remarkable thing about the book of Revelation is it's not a sealed book. Now, you remember, Daniel was told to seal the book until the time of the end. But here in the book of Revelation, John is told in 22nd chapter, verse 10, "And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." And I disagree with these, and especially the liberal today likes to say, well, the book of Revelation, it's a mumbo-jumbo book. You can't make heads or tails out of it, and you can't understand it. Well, that is to contradict what the Lord Jesus says, that it's not a sealed book. And as we've said before, it is probably the best organized book that's in the Bible. Now, the fifth rather remarkable thing about this book is it is a series of visions expressed in symbols that deal with reality. And the literal interpretation is always preferred unless John makes it clear to us that it is otherwise. Now, we come to the sixth and the last remarkable feature about this book. Very striking indeed. And it's, in one sense, more important. This book is like a great Union Station where the great trunk lines of prophecy come in from other portions of Scripture. Revelation does not originate, nor does it begin anything, but it consummates and concludes that which is begun somewhere else. It is imperative, therefore, to a right understanding of the book, to be able to trace each great subject of prophecy from the first reference to the terminal. And there are 10 great subjects of prophecy which find their consummation here. And that's the reason a knowledge of the rest of the Bible is imperative to an understanding of Revelation. Someone has figured this out. I haven't checked it and don't intend to, but here is what has been given me. That out of the 404 verses in Revelation, 278 contain references to the Old Testament. In other words, over half of this book depends on your understanding the Old Testament. It's calculated that there are over 500 references or allusions to the Old Testament in Revelation. Now, the books that are more prominently quoted are Psalms, Daniel, Zechariah. Remember when we studied Zechariah, I told you how important it would be for Revelation. And Genesis, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Joel, and the rest of them, by the way. It makes it a very marvelous and remarkable book.